This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellum. Support for KUAF comes from Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of the Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. All offer local shopping opportunities through NWA Deal Piggy and Ozark Deal Piggy. Registration and more information available online at nwadealpiggy.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, with less than a week until Christmas, we get into the holiday spirit as the a cappella quartet 540 Express stops by for a performance. And if you're still looking for a Christmas present, perhaps you would be interested in a new children's edition of Pinocchio. We speak to a University of Arkansas professor who translated the story for a new illustrated book.
That and more, but first, last night, the Fort Smith City Board of Directors decided to place a four-month moratorium on new billboard advertising. Wally Bailey is the city's director of development. He says the decision for the moratorium started as a discussion with the city board about regulations regarding billboard signage in the extraterritorial jurisdictional limits of the city.
During that discussion, the board brought up issues that relate to signs throughout the city, such as, are we concerned about the number of billboards? Are we concerned about the brightness of the digital signs and other things? And so they asked us to kind of look into it, and we've been looking into it. They actually asked us to try to find something that would be very succinct and very simple in the way of a sign ordinance, and we've been looking and haven't been able to find anything. But in the meantime, we're pretty close to identifying all of the issues in our research that other cities address in their ordinances.
Bailey says while the city has been reviewing the billboard ordinance, several applications for new or updated signs have been submitted. He says the moratorium on accepting new applications was necessary so the city would complete its study regarding several issues associated with digital billboard signs.
We believe that before we have some signs located in some areas that we might find offensive to some of the residents of the community, that we think it would be important for the board to let us complete this work and then bring it back to them so that we would not have any signs located particularly too close to residential properties. At present time, we do not have a specific distance that any digital sign or any billboard sign can be from a single-family residence. And we think that we need something. And that's just one issue, but we think particularly that's an important enough of an issue that we need to be concerned about it and get that issue addressed.
Other issues with digital billboards the city is investigating include brightness, size, and the height of the signs. The moratorium on considering new billboard applications will last until April 19th.
Immediately after the November 6th election in Arkansas, news media reported that Republicans had won a majority of seats in the Arkansas legislature for the first time since Reconstruction. Arkansas history scholar Michael Dugan of Jonesboro gives context to that statement by describing the Republicans who ran the General Assembly immediately after the Civil War. He says the Republican legislators of yesteryear helped modernize the state when they pushed for creation of a college that eventually became known as the University of Arkansas.
They called it Arkansas Industrial University, trying to sell it a little better to the public that way. The Republicans created an education system. They tried to create model agencies of state services, and they invested in modernization. The symbol of modernization was the steam engine on wheels. In other words, the railroad. And if Arkansas was going to move into the 19th century, it had to have modern transportation. So who were the Republicans? They were modernizers.
Dugan says the Democratic lawmakers of the Reconstruction era opposed all the reforms which the progressive Republicans advocated. He believes the 2013 Arkansas GOP majority is largely the reverse image of the state's Reconstruction era Republicans, as many of the current day legislators have expressed opposition to tackling issues of health care, higher spending on education, and economic development.
So will the Republicans succeed once they're in office in having to actually assume the responsibility for doing things productively? Or will the Arkansas legislature become some sort of copy of the national legislature, that is to say Congress, where paralysis is the rule? And much of that paralysis is driven by ideological or moral issues on which there can be no compromise.
Dr. Michael Dugan has won awards for his books and articles on Arkansas history. In 2006, upon his retirement from ASU, the Arkansas Historical Association presented him with its Lifetime Achievement Award.
The Arkansas delegation in the U.S. Congress is speaking out again against proposed cuts to the Air Force budget. This morning, Senators Pryor and Bozeman and Congressman Crawford, Griffin, Womack, Ross, and Congressman-elect Cotton all issued a statement in response to the final conference report of the National Defense Authorization Act. That report indicates that the final bill would effectively retire older airframes such as the A-10 close air support and F-16 fighter aircraft. The move would effectively kill the A-10 flying mission of Fort Smith's 188th Fighter Wing, while A-10 squadrons would be retained in Michigan and Indiana. According to the statement, members of Arkansas's congressional delegation are, quote, disheartened by the United States Air Force's decision, which was based on the capstone principle of maintaining one flying mission per state rather than on a detailed analysis of cost efficiency. The bill is expected to go before the full Senate and House of Representatives for a final vote sometime this week before being sent to the president for his signature.
Construction continues on Vol Walker Hall, home to the Fay Jones School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. When architecture students and faculty return to the renovated hall next August, Jeff Shannon will continue as dean of the architecture school. The university announced this morning that Shannon, who has been dean of the school since 2000, has been reappointed to another five-year term as dean. The reappointment came after a five-year review of Shannon's performance. The review included input from faculty, staff, and students, as well as discussions with Shannon about his vision for the future of the Fay Jones School. Shannon was chosen as one of the 25 most admired educators of 2011 in the November-December 2010 issue of Design Intelligence, a bi-monthly report of the Design Futures Council.
Mostly cloudy tonight, 50% chance of rain, possibly thunderstorms, and lows around 32 in northwest Arkansas, lows in the upper 30s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of snow with a high in the upper 30s, but a wind chill as low as 19 in northwest Arkansas. Partly cloudy tomorrow morning in the Arkansas River Valley, then clear and windy, gusts up to 35 miles per hour, highs in the Arkansas River Valley, upper 40s. And for tomorrow night, clear with a low of 25 in northwest Arkansas, low of 27 in the Arkansas River Valley.